In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Beloved friends, let us delve into the profound truth that lies within the acknowledgement of the fast-paced world we inhabit. In the hustle and bustle of our daily lives, we often become ensnared in the intricate threads of routine, weaving a tapestry of familiarity that can be difficult to unravel. It is a common trait of human nature to seek comfort, to cling to the known. And yet today, I am compelled to share a message of encouragement, a message anchored in the profound understanding that growth, transformation, and the inherent beauty of change are integral components of our existence. As we traverse the pages of our sacred scriptures, we discover a profound metaphorical understanding of life as a journey akin to the undulating landscapes of hills and valleys, filled with moments of elation and moments of despair. Just as the seasons unfold in a rhythmic dance, so do the seasons of our lives. The Book of Ecclesiastes, a timeless guide for navigating the complexities of existence, imparts the wisdom that to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. It beckons us to acknowledge the divine rhythm, orchestrating the symphony of our lives, where each note has its purpose, each pause its significance. In the recognition of this divine rhythm, we find solace. A profound understanding that amidst the chaos, there is an order, a purpose unfolding. It is in embracing this purpose that we unearth a wellspring of strength and purpose. Just as a ship finds stability in navigating the ebb and flow of the tides, our lives find meaning when we comprehend the cyclical nature of existence. The seasons change, bringing forth the blossoming of spring, the warmth of summer, the bountiful harvest of autumn, and the introspective quiet of winter. Likewise, the seasons of our lives unfold, each presenting its unique set of challenges and triumphs. Embracing this reality allows us to approach life with a spirit of resilience, understanding that trials are but passing storms and victories are the fruits of our perseverance. As we meditate on the teachings of Ecclesiastes, let us reflect on the notion that our lives are intricately woven into the fabric of a grand tapestry, where the threads of our experiences intertwine to create a masterpiece guided by divine purpose. May this understanding inspire us to navigate the changing seasons of our lives with grace, finding purpose in every step, and appreciating the beauty that emerges from the ebb and flow of our personal journey. Let us explore the profound reasons behind our hesitation to embrace change. Often this reluctance finds its roots in the soil of fear. The fear of venturing into the unknown, the fear of stepping into uncharted territory. It is a human inclination to cling to the familiar, to find comfort in the known pathways of life. However, today, I implore you to recognize that faith and fear cannot coexist within the chambers of our hearts. In the Gospel of Matthew, we find solace in the words that encourage us not to be anxious about tomorrow, for each day carries its own burdens. This biblical wisdom urges us to live in the present moment, recognizing that our faith in the divine can illuminate even the darkest corners of uncertainty. Just as a lantern lights our path in the night, so does faith guide us through the shadows of the future. As we stand at the crossroads of change, let us draw inspiration from the teachings of the Apostle Paul. In his poignant letter to the Corinthians, he declares, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. These words echo with transformative power, reminding us that our spiritual journey is a continuous process of renewal. We are not designed to remain stagnant. We are destined to evolve. Consider the butterfly, a symbol of metamorphosis and transformation. In its caterpillar stage, it undergoes a profound change, embracing a chrysalis of uncertainty before emerging.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Emerging as a radiant butterfly. Similarly, in our spiritual journey, we shed the old, embrace the unknown, and emerge as new creations in Christ. It is this transformative process that propels us forward, urging us to break free from the cocoon of our fears and soar to new heights. Let us, therefore, release the grip of fear that shackles us to the past. With unwavering faith, let us step into the uncharted territories of change, knowing that our Creator walks with us, lighting the way. For in embracing change, we align ourselves with the divine plan, understanding that the old must give way to the new. May we find courage in the knowledge that our faith in Christ is a beacon that dispels the darkness of fear. As we journey through the transformative process of becoming new creations, may we embrace change with open hearts and minds, trusting that our evolution is intricately woven into the tapestry of God's divine design. Beloved, let us delve into the crucial aspect of liberating ourselves from the echoes of our past. It is a universal truth that the chains of regret and shame can act as formidable barriers, hindering our progress on the journey of self, discovery, and spiritual growth. In the same vein as our discussion on change, it is imperative that we recognize the potential enslavement lurking within the echoes of our past. The mistakes we've made, the missteps we've taken, and the moments of weakness can cast a shadow over our present and impede our ability to move forward. However, today I bring you a message of hope, a call to break free from the chains that bind us. The scriptures teach us the profound lesson of learning from our experiences. The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Philippians, encourages us to forget what lies behind and strain forward to what lies ahead. In this spirit, let us not allow the echoes of our past to dictate our present or determine our future. Instead, let us learn from our experiences, both the triumphs and the tribulations. Crucial to this process is the act of seeking forgiveness. Our faith teaches us that forgiveness is a transformative force, a balm for the wounds inflicted by regret and shame. As we approach the divine with contrite hearts, seeking forgiveness for our shortcomings, we unlock the potential for healing and renewal. In extending this request for forgiveness, we acknowledge our humanity, our imperfections, and our need for divine grace. Moreover, let us not forget the importance of granting ourselves the grace to change. It is a profound act of self-love and acceptance to release ourselves from the burden of past mistakes. God's grace is boundless, and as we seek forgiveness, let us also bestow forgiveness upon ourselves. For just as we are called to love our neighbors as ourselves, we must extend that same compassion inwardly, recognizing that we are worthy of redemption and growth. In doing so, we open the door to transformation. We become vessels for the divine light to shine through, illuminating our path toward positive change and spiritual evolution, the chains of regret and shame lose their power as we step into the grace that comes from learning, seeking forgiveness, and embracing the transformative journey set before us. May we find the strength to break free from the echoes of our past, recognizing that, in our journey of self-discovery, forgiveness, and grace, we unlock the door to a future filled with promise and divine purpose. Dear beloved friends, as we navigate the currents of change and seek freedom from the shackles of our past, let us explore the transformative power of mindfulness, self-awareness, and self-love, virtues that align harmoniously with the teachings of Christ. In the Gospel, we find echoes of the importance of being present in the moment, of being mindful of our thoughts and actions. Jesus, in his teachings, often urged his disciples and followers to be vigilant, to be aware of the kingdom of God unfolding around them. This call to mindfulness is not a mere suggestion, but a profound invitation to live intentionally and with purpose. As we practice mindfulness, we cultivate a heightened awareness of our thoughts, emotions, and the world around us. It is in this state of mindful presence that we can discern the divine whispers guiding us towards growth, compassion, and grace. By anchoring ourselves in the present moment, we free our minds from the burdens of the past and anxieties about the future, allowing us to fully experience the transformative power of God's love. Self-awareness, too, is a beacon on our spiritual journey. Acknowledging our strengths, weaknesses, and the motivations behind our actions is an act of humility. The Apostle Paul encourages us in his letter to the Galatians to test our actions and carry each other's burdens. This self-awareness fosters a compassionate understanding of ourselves and others, promoting a spirit of unity and mutual support within our faith community. Crucially, self-love is not a selfish act, but a reflection of the divine love that Christ showers upon us unconditionally. When we recognize our worthiness in the eyes of our Creator, we open our hearts to the possibility of growth, transformation, and spiritual abundance. Christ's command to love your neighbor as yourself implies a foundational truth, that loving ourselves is not only permissible, but essential to fulfilling his teachings. In extending love and compassion to ourselves, we emulate the profound, unconditional love that Christ bestows upon us. It is through this self-love that we become vessels of divine grace, capable of radiating that love outward to others. As we grow in self-love, we create a reservoir of compassion that spills over into our relationships, fostering a community built on empathy, understanding, and acceptance. Therefore, let us commit to the practice of mindfulness, self-awareness, and self-love as integral components of our spiritual journey. In doing so, we align ourselves with the teachings of Christ, recognizing that by loving ourselves, we honor the divine image within us and open our hearts to the limitless possibilities of growth and transformation. Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, let these words resonate within the depths of our souls as we collectively strive towards spiritual renewal and growth. Today, I invite each one of you to join me in a sacred moment of reflection and surrender, a moment where we release the grip on our unchanging selves and willingly embrace the profound beauty found in the inevitability of change. In the fabric of our existence, change is not a disruption, but a symphony, a divine composition crafted by the hands of our Creator. It is through change that the seeds of growth are sown, the branches of wisdom stretch forth, and the leaves of transformation flutter in the breeze of God's grace. Let us, therefore, open our hearts to the possibility that in the dance of change, we discover the fertile soil of spiritual maturation. Consider, dear friends, the imagery of a tree planted by the water, a powerful symbol of resilience, strength, and unwavering faith. This tree, rooted in the source of life, stands evergreen and flourishing, adapting to the changing seasons and weathering the storms. As followers of Christ, let us strive to be like this tree, grounded in the living water of God's love, resilient in our faith, and ready to flourish despite the winds of change. Trusting in the divine rhythm of life requires a surrendering of our own plans, expectations, and fears. It beckons us to cast aside the security blankets of the familiar and step into the unknown with hearts full of faith. Just as a river flows with purpose, winding its way through valleys and plains, so does the divine rhythm guide our journey of self-discovery. As we embark on this sacred journey, let us remember that faith is not a stagnant pond, but a flowing river, carrying us towards deeper understanding, connection, and purpose. In trusting the divine rhythm, we recognize that each note, each beat, and each pause in the symphony of our lives is orchestrated by the hands of the Almighty. May our hearts be attuned to the melody of God's love, guiding us through the harmonies of change and growth. With unwavering faith, let us embrace the beauty of change, knowing that it is through this transformation that we become vessels of God's grace, reflecting His divine light into the world. Now, let's pray our prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as we gather here today, we come to you with humble hearts and open minds. We thank you for your constant presence in our lives, and for the helpers that you send to guide and support us along the way. Lord, we ask that you touch the hearts of each person here today. We pray that you would fill them with your love, your grace, and your mercy. We pray that you would guide them towards the helpers that you have placed in their lives, and that you would empower them to fulfill their purpose and their calling. Lord, we ask that you give us the strength and the courage to face the challenges that lie ahead. We pray that you would grant us the wisdom and the discernment to make wise choices and to follow your will for our lives. We pray for those who are hurting, who are struggling, and who are in need of your healing touch. We ask that you would comfort them, strengthen them, and guide them towards the helpers that you have sent to support them. Lord, we pray for our families, our friends, and our communities. We ask that you would bless them, protect them, and guide them towards the helpers that they need to fulfill their purpose and their calling. We pray for our leaders, our nation, and our world. We ask that you would guide them towards wise decisions, and that you would bring about peace, justice, and righteousness in all the earth. Lord, we thank you for your constant love and your never-ending grace. We ask that you would continue to bless us, to guide us, and to use us for your glory and your purposes. Lord, we also pray for those who may be feeling lost, alone, or without hope. We ask that you would lift up their spirits and that you would guide them towards the helpers that you have sent to support them. We pray for those who are facing difficult decisions and who may be struggling to discern your will. We ask that you would grant them clarity and wisdom, and that you would guide them towards the helpers that they need to provide counsel and support. Lord, we pray for those who are experiencing physical, emotional, or spiritual pain. We ask that you would touch them with your healing power, and that you would use the helpers that you have sent to provide comfort, support, and care. Finally, Lord, we ask that you would continue to work in our hearts and in our lives, We pray that you would help us to grow in our faith, to deepen our relationships with you and with others, and to fulfill the purpose and calling that you have placed upon our lives. We thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercies that are new every morning. We ask that you would continue to bless us, to guide us, and to use us for your glory and your purposes, Lord. We pray for ourselves that we would be your hands and feet in the world. Help us to love others as you have loved us, to serve others as you have served us, and to be a light in the darkness. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.